This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Not a done deal, but a deal in principle. VOA's Veronica Balares Iglesias gets some reaction to the weekend bargain made by House Republican leaders and the Biden administration to raise the U.S. borrowing limit.
To read on Fox News, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised the deal he struck in principle with President Joe Biden in the past hours.
You've got work requirements to help people out of poverty into jobs. You've got reforms that we can build things, cut the red tape. We capped so the president can't just spend money wildly. We're actually spending less than we spent last year. That hasn't happened in Congress. So maybe it doesn't do everything for everyone, but this is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff for a third term in power. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, reacting to the reported results, criticized the process. He says, "We've experienced the most unfair election in recent years. All the means of the state were mobilized for a political party. All possibilities were laid under one man's feet. Nearly all of Turkey's mainstream media are under Erdogan's control, which provided scant coverage of Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign. Erdogan's opponents warned that a renewed mandate would likely lead to more crackdowns on critics and a further slide into authoritarian rule." Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan said Monday it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. The Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno saying,
え、 防衛省自衛隊においては、これまでの一連の北朝鮮の動向を受け、すでに弾道ミサイル等に対する破壊措置の準備に関する命令を発出し、 沖縄県の地区へのPAC-3部隊の展開及びイージス艦の展開など所要の準備を行っていたところであります。
Analysts say the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea effort to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict. North Korea has also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. The deputy director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administration, Kahyung Chul.
We decided to provide technology to Poland by using the Polish defense industry's capability. We can jointly export and manufacture the weapon system and then export those weapon systems to nearby countries.
South Korean and Polish officials say that their partnership will help them conquer the European arms market even beyond the Ukraine war, with Seoul providing high-quality weapons faster than other countries and Poland offering manufacturing capacity and a sales pipeline to Europe. Authorities say that a suspect has been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix, Arizona metro area that left four people dead and a woman wounded. Mesa police say 20-year-old Iron Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted first-degree murder. And a growing number of Capitol rioters are facing hefty fines on top of prison sentences at their sentencing hearings. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation in the riot on January 6, 2021. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.